Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And good afternoon to you, Southern California. As I look up at our phone calls, also good afternoon, Northern California too. Got a call from San Francisco up there we'll have to run to in a second. First of all, the topic today is called rebirth. And what we're going to talk about today is what happens when our life makes major, drastic, sometimes traumatic changes. The great imbalance. What the transit is, as we analyze the transits of Uranus, the outer planets, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. The adjustment involved with major changes in life and the rebirth that hopefully follows. And the karma attached. So that should be a very interesting topic. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. This topic is very interesting because basically what I was thinking about this morning on the way to the office was concerning, actually, I guess, stability versus imbalance. Because we take so much for granted. Many times when our lives are going well, like, thank God I should knock on wood somewhere, I'm a little superstitious, mine is now. When your residence has been the same, I've been living the same place for 10 years. Your career's okay, I've been working at K-Fox and K-Rock coming up 4 or 5 years. And your health is fine, knock on wood. Also, you have some relationships out there that are pretty stable, and your friendships are stable. Thank goodness no one's died recently. And we tend to take these periods of stability and what I call normalcy for granted, because eventually the boat does rock and things don't remain the same. Now, the point of today's show is trying to pinpoint what to look for in the natal chart as far as a transit concerning things like moving, you know, like being forced to change your residence, losing your job, or being forced to quit and change your career, going through emotional traumas because of relationships or health or whatever, and drastically changing your appearance, either blowing up in weight or losing 50 to 80 pounds suddenly. Also, dealing with things like divorce. And I'm talking about where you live your life, and life, in my opinion, is like a movie. And each one of us, because we do have the power of the mind and the power of God and the creative process, we are the producers and directors of our own movie. And that's why I try hard to make this one that I'm in, the Farley Malaris story, a romantic comedy. And I keep promoting to my listeners, try to make your life a romantic comedy. But no matter what you do, no matter what you manifest in your life, it seems that part of life is dealing with that occasional trauma, tragedy, or life-affecting, life-changing, destiny-shaping decision where suddenly it's like you're on one train and you're going to, say, Fargo, North Dakota, and the very next day you find yourself on a total different vehicle, like a plane headed for El Salvador, or let's hope not there, maybe Miami Beach or Fort Lauderdale or maybe Mexico, who knows. But the thing is that life is funny because it does seem to change sometimes overnight. And I have found through looking at my chart, certain key things, certain formulas here that I can share with you where you might be able to zero in on some of these things before they hit. Because frankly, being an astrologer, one of the reasons why I became an astrologer, if not the main reason, was because I was tired of being hit with these shocks in my life. Just people dying suddenly, or strange health changes overnight, or relationship changes overnight, or being fired. Wouldn't you like to know that you're going to be fired a few months down the road? Things like that happen, and sometimes we're not in control of them, but being into astrology, we should be able to look ahead and see that. Now, sometimes you can see these things in your transit forecasts, because like if you're having a Uranus transit or a midlife crisis transit or a Saturn transit, then we'll try to let you know how powerful and how major an effect this can be. Frankly, if you're looking at your transit forecast and you want to find these transits concerning today's topic, then just look for the transits with the asterisks next to them on the left side. And you can have from 1 to 7 asterisks. Obviously, if you have up to 6 or 7 stars next to that transit, that's one of the ones where you get off the train to Fargo and end up on a plane or a bus to Jamaica or wherever. See, So it's like, it's really funny how the whole color of your life seems to change when you lose your career. Friends that you've hung out with at the job and people you've talked to on the phone and routine that you've done all this time is like gone. It's like in a void. And if you get divorced or if your relationship changes overnight because you find out about an affair, or God forbid your mate dies or your mate just leaves you, or you decide you want to leave them, then it's really heavy. It's hard to deal with. And there is a major adjustment and a process and an adaptation you go through. And it's a lot easier to go through this process when you understand the transit. Let me give you an example. All the Aquarius risings out there, I don't care if you're zero Aquarius all the way up to, I would say, even 29 Aquarius at this point, Uranus in Sag with Saturn have been transiting through your 11th house of goals for, well, Uranus has been there for up to 7 years, and Saturn's been there for up to 2.5 years. So if you want to know who's been going through these big freight train airplane changes the most, it's the Aquarius risings. And there are already people that are subject to drastic changes. And guess what? With Saturn and Uranus going into Pisces, I'm sorry, with Saturn and Uranus going, that's not going to happen for a while, thank God. Saturn and Uranus going into Capricorn in a couple of weeks, and with Neptune already there and Mars headed there, then the next ones that need to become aware would be the Pisces risings, because Pisces on the first house cusp, we count all the way down 11 houses, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, and Capricorn is on their 11th house. So the next rising sign that's subject to these drastic changes for years are Pisces risings. Aquarius risings, good luck, because a lot of you are coming to the end of many of these altercations, and Pisces risings will be affected with that next. Now also, here's another interesting point. Virgo rising people have Sagittarius on the fourth house. Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag. And Virgo risings have had Saturn and Uranus going through their fourth house cusp, and that affects your home and your environment and your residence and sudden unexpected changes. So what you got to do is you got to find out where Uranus is and Saturn in the sky, and they're together now, because so it's easy. And then when you find out where they are, find out what house they're in, and then you'll see what you are susceptible to as far as these major altercations or changes affecting you in your life. For example, Capricorn rising people, a lot of them are going to have Saturn and Uranus on their ascendant. So they're going to go through major identity changes, possibly weight changes, weight loss, or appearance changes coming up. And then if you're a Sag rising, then you might be having Saturn and Uranus getting ready to enter your second house of finances. And depending on what you have in your chart, if you have some Earth complements, that means you could make a whole wave of money. And if you don't have Earth complements, instead, if you have cardinal stress, Libra, Aries, and Cancer in your chart, stressing that stuff in your Sag rising, you could lose or be in financial trouble. So, you know, following planets like Uranus and Saturn is really fun if you want to try to zero in where the boom is going to be lowered. I think a key here, when I took a look at the major periods in my life where the boom was really lowered on me, like the shock and the controversy and the scandal of my marriage and divorce that happened in 1972 and ended in 74, like a dummy, right? We're talking dumb. I got married into a Saturn transit. Saturn in late Gemini, actually in middle Gemini when I got married, went over my Venus. And I got separated and divorced with a Saturn-Venus conjunction. So I do find that if Saturn is transiting your chart and either conjuncting a major planet like Venus, like the Moon, like the Sun, like Mars, or any planet actually, if you have a Saturn conjunction or a Saturn square going on or a Saturn opposition, then you are dealing with a karma in your life that, in case you are eventually forced to process, could bring about this dramatic change. And what today's topic is about, literally forced rebirth. Because it's like I say, when these things concerning career, finance, residence, romance, or whatever, when the boom is lowered, we're forced to rebirth or die. Let's face it. You can walk around and mope about what just happened. Oh, I lost my career, or oh, my girlfriend or wife or boyfriend or whatever rejected me and left me, or oh, this, oh, that. Or you can just slap yourself up and say, hey, I got myself. I love myself. I have the Spirit of God inside of me. I'm bonded to all people anyway. So I really didn't lose anything. It was all an illusion. It was all a dream. That's what life is. Life is but a dream. Shaboom, shaboom. Remember that? But anyway, that was a good song. Whoever wrote that, I wonder if they knew about metaphysics. But still, the truth of the matter is that when we do have these major transits, for example, with Saturn conjunct a major planet in our chart, especially if it's a planet that's already afflicted, like my Venus is square my Neptune, So whenever anything goes into early cancer, I cover my head. I get a helmet on or something and look out for that boom because I know it's going to conjunct my Venus and square my Neptune. So I'm waiting for that stuff to happen. And same with Uranus. Whenever Uranus goes over a planet in your chart that is afflicted, then you know, especially these conjunctions, you know that you are subject to a life imbalanced, a karmic effect, a life imbalance, a karmic effect, a need for adjustment and process, and then spiritual growth and rebirth ensuing from that process. So this is really, really a very, very powerful, powerful topic. Now, I do suggest you get your chart done and find out what is going on astrologically. You can't tell a player without a scorecard here, and you can't tell a person without their planets. Well, I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the Phenomenon of the 80s, weekdays at 12 noon on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. I see Nathan's out there. And I'm here weekdays at 12 noon, Tuesdays 12 noon to 2 o'clock for you on the Astrology Hour. Today we're talking about rebirth. This is a topic that I really take personally because I really wouldn't be here unless I went through that Saturn conjunct my Venus in 1974. One of the fun things about astrology is that people have a choice, a reason why they get involved in astrology. They either do it because they're curious, or they do it because they're intuitively metaphysically inclined, or they do it because they're having a hard time, or they're going through one of these trauma, adaptation, adjustment transits, where finally the straw hits, you can even come out of a major accident or major surgery, and it's like something changes in you. A window opens, or some kind of electrical circuit is kind of tapped. It's like putting salt in a wound, where you finally say, I've had enough, I want some answers. I want to know what's going on. And you know, the fun thing about my life in 1975 is that I found an astrology academy. I walked in the door, you know, I was sick and I was lost a lot of weight, very depressed, very disillusioned from my divorce and my problem with my health and such. And I walked into an astrologer and sat down and she looked at my chart and she said, wow, you've been having some heavy transits here. And I said, what is that? And she said, well, Saturn's been on your Venus for a couple of years and that could show a traumatic, controversial, scandalous breakup or divorce. And frankly, without knowing this person, my mouth hit the floor. And then she showed major trauma and change with the family and career, working for my father, perhaps. That was true. And a dramatic weight loss, 70 pounds in 2 months. That was true. And a death in the family. My Aunt Sarah had just died weeks before the reading. So, you know, when I walked out of there, I thought to myself, wow. Like, how can I walk into a room with a stranger and they can sit there and plug into my life without knowing me just by knowing my date, time, and city of birth and getting my chart? And you know, when all is said and done, the truth of the matter is that I was going through a rebirth. The choice was either spiritual or self-destruct. And thank God I choose to take up, at that point, to take up the meditation, the chanting, the prayer, and the astrology simultaneously. And the rest is history. Because now I've been through, of course, traumas and changes and adaptations like everyone else, but at least I've had some explanation. The answers to the question, why do these things happen, have been explained to me, because now I can follow the movement of Uranus through my chart and the movement of Saturn through my chart, and both Uranus and Saturn are conjunct at 29 Sag, and they're exactly opposed my Uranus at 29 Gemini, so I am braced and ready for something to happen in case something does. I'm very alert, very cautious, I'm very patient, and I'm also staying indoors after dark. But when you have these transits, these heavy transits, like people that really prove astrology works more than anyone are people, like I always say, having Saturn returns from 28 to 30, it seems like we get whacked upside the head, most of us. People having midlife crisis transits. From 39 to 44 years old, we get whacked up with these major changes. And people turning 60, their second Saturn return, every 7 years. Every 7 years, 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, and so on, we have a Uranus transit, where Uranus is either conjunct, opposed, or square itself in our charts. Sometimes it's trine planets, but these sudden, unexpected changes crop up, and they're always upon us. Now, other things happen that affect changes that sometimes aren't real obvious. It's like something wrong is happening, but either we don't want to accept it, we don't want to see it, want to remain blind to it, or when the truth comes out, we're too stunned or shocked to do anything about it. And that is usually due to Neptune or Pluto being conjunct or square or opposed something in our chart, it doesn't whack you as hard as Uranus or Saturn does when the truth comes out. Uranus is the awakener. And when that puppy sits on one of your planets under stress, or when it opposes or squares one of your planets, we're talking broadside, you know, like, wow, you got to be able to look around you. Talk about driving defensively. You have to do stuff like that when you're having your Uranus transit. Same with Saturn. When karma strikes, and when the pain of a past life return vibration becomes obvious, it is our duty to recognize and make a choice and process this stuff so it doesn't anchor us any more than it does. And some of the hardest parts of changing, letting go of a residence, a relationship, or a career is always emotional, because we are sensitive, we are vulnerable, we fall in love with people and with things and with situations. And when the boom comes down on us, we don't want to let go. We don't want to leave that person, but you know, all things must pass. So life is a series of cycles and roller coaster changes and shockers. And the most spiritual, the most evolved amongst us, the ones that are able to adjust, are the ones that are granted the higher awareness and the rebirth. Let's face it, the ones that make the wrong choices, what happens to them? Well, I'll tell you what happens. Mental hospitals, cocaine, alcohol, quaaludes, heroin, marijuana, they escape. They run away. They don't want to handle it. So sometimes they end up on Skid Row, or they end up homeless. They just can't handle it. The responsibility's too much for them. And I'm not saying that they're bad off. Frankly, some of the people that are homeless or without money or whatever, maybe they don't have the problems that the rest of us have. Their biggest problem is probably finding shelter, food, and a little clothing once in a while. I'm not saying that's not a problem, but some of the problems we create for ourselves during these transits are monumental. Some people that have millions of dollars, they'll go through a Uranus transit and they'll have a nervous breakdown and a heart attack from the whole thing. Or they could even drop dead or have a cerebral hemorrhage or anything. Who knows what you can manifest here? So I think the importance of today's topic is to learn your transits and check your transit forecast to see if you are having Uranus or Saturn or Neptune or Pluto enter a new house, or see if you do have any of those planets conjunct any planets in your chart. And you can find these paragraphs by looking for like a URCON. The keyword is con, which means conjunct. If you have a URCON or a SACON or an NECON or a PLUTOCON, any planet in your chart, or vice versa, if some planet in the sky is conjunct your Uranus, Saturn, Neptune, or Pluto, then it's possible. I'm not guaranteeing it, but I'm saying that percentage point speaking, there's more than a high probability that you are being set up for yet another change, an imbalance, a cycle in your life that is due to pass. And like I say, when these things happen, the color of our lives do change and we are forced to adapt. And we don't like to do this. You know, sometimes we just don't like to face up with, oh no, like I don't want to move, or I don't want to find another job, or I don't want to think about trying to find someone to get married again and start a family over, or I don't want to have to move out of the city. You know, I don't want to have to go through this health problem. Well, that's why it's important to say your affirmations, to learn to be nice to people and to find nice things to say to them, because that stuff comes back to you. If you want to be happy in life, find some beauty in it. Find something nice to say to everybody you meet in a day, and that way the good vibrations and the Dharma will come back to you. Say nice things to yourself about your life. Learn how to rebound and adapt and process. Life's too short to take personal. There's one of my most favorite mantras. I mean, everyone is sensitive. We're all human, so we're going to take it personal, but it's still too short. Time to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and carry on with your life, and say goodbye to what just happened. Let God handle it, and you do the rest. Everything's perfect. Everything has a cause. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a reason and a process and a growth and an evolution stage that we must confront and survive and carry on. My wayward son and daughter with it, right? We've got to continue with it. So there's your topic on rebirth, the effect, life imbalance, the transit, Uranus, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto, the adjustment and process through meditation, prayer, astrological understanding, and also the karma, which is understanding this is a force that has returned to us from a past life and learning to let go of it all. I hope you like that topic. And frankly, I'm excited that you are able to listen to the show, hopefully every day, or maybe record it, because the Astrology Hour is dedicated to a search for further truth and open-mindedness, open-minded thinking, so we can hopefully find some answers in the new age that will help improve life and life's purpose for all of us as a planet. And we, of course, use astrology as a major catalyzer for understanding this growth and this rebirth.